People say never give up, but sometimes giving up is the best option because you realize you're wasting your time. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends from Better Than Yesterday point out a few time-wasting activities and habits that you would do well to completely eliminate from your life. Enjoy.
You get 86,400 seconds every single day. And guess what? It all comes down to how you choose to spend yours. Whether you use them productively or waste them, that's your choice. How many times do you go through the course of the day and realize that you didn't do anything you should have done? You obviously spent that time somewhere, but it wasn't on the things you wanted to. Instead of trying to find another technique to make you more productive, you should look into which habits you're currently wasting so much time on. Sometimes to achieve success, it's not what you do that matters, but what you stop doing. Today I'll talk about 4 time wasters that by avoiding, you could have more time for the things that actually matter. Number 1. Playing video games. Gaming is one of the most lovable pastimes in the modern world. But a lot of people spend way too much time playing. 1 hour here, 2 hours there. The time just disappears. Where does it go? Who knows? Not into anything productive, that's for sure. For the time that you're putting into a video game, how much are you getting back out of it? Sure, you're getting temporary pleasure, but what about real and lasting enjoyment? You know, the type of enjoyment that comes from accomplishing real-life goals. There's nothing worse than putting a ton of time into something and having nothing to show for it. Will having the best gear in the game benefit you in any way in 5 years? Probably not. Number 2. Watching TV. While many people will argue that a little bit of TV never hurt anyone, the amount of a little bit is constantly in debate. Nielsen report found that the average American watches more than 34 hours of television each week. That's almost a full work week. Imagine if you spent a fraction of this time working on your goals. You'd be making so much progress. No one ever accomplished anything by just sitting on the couch. Besides being an obvious time sink, research has shown that heavy TV viewers report lower life satisfaction and higher anxiety. Television messes with our understanding of reality. It's filled with beautiful people doing interesting things and having great adventures every show. Life is never going to be like a TV series, and this can make people very disillusioned about how their lives should look. This leads to a feeling of inadequacy and emptiness when compared to the never-ending adventures of the TV world. And here we are, still telling ourselves, just one more episode and I'm done! Number 3. Surfing the internet. Let's take a look at a scenario that's all too common in today's world. It's 4 p.m. Mike just got back from his college lecture and he decides that he wants to study for the exam that's ahead. He's feeling motivated, so he sits down with a giant textbook. He's reading on the topic, but then he doesn't quite understand what the second chapter is all about. So Mike decides to search for additional resources on the internet. He opens a Wikipedia page and finds the info he was looking for. Since he's already here, he decides to quickly check his email before going back to studying. Suddenly, it's 9 p.m. and 5 hours have passed since Mike decided to study. and yet he didn't progress further than the second chapter, and he's still on the internet. Internet is a trap that everyone falls into from time to time. It's designed to keep our attention for hours on end. You might feel like you're going to miss out if you don't check the article about 8 proven ways to lose belly fat or watch a video about 4 bad habits you must avoid. This is exactly what happened to Mike. After he checked his email, he thought it might be a good idea to quickly check Facebook as well. Then he got an urge to check the front page of Reddit and YouTube. Since he didn't want to miss anything important, he kept on surfing. By this time, Mike was already sucked into the internet black hole. Internet is a great tool when used correctly, but when it's done mindlessly, it can be your greatest enemy. The fourth and final habit to quit is scrolling through social media. While social media is also one of the best tools to stay updated on the latest industry news and catch up with friends or family, it's another huge time waster. In fact, we spend an average of 2 hours per day on social media. Unless you're a social media manager, there's no need for you to spend that much time on there. Just like TV, social media has damaging consequences on our mental health. It's been linked to higher levels of loneliness and depression, after all. And that's not a surprise, because most people on social platforms try to portray their lives as perfect, leaving you to feel inadequate. Not many people want others to know they're feeling down, so the only thing we see on our newsfeed are the highlights of people's day. And we often make this mistake and think that their lives look like that all the time. But remember, behind the scenes, their life could be way worse than yours, even if it might look perfect in that one photo.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.